Hello, Alex. Welcome to RE7 Talks episode 3. Today with Alex, our specialist for Google Ads.
Hello.
We have you here. So tell us a bit about yourself. How long are you working in Google Ads already?
I'm working in Google Ads for almost 8 years, and now I'm head of Google department at RE7.
Yeah, today's topic is why should businesses invest in Google Ads? I mean, I can speak from experience. We get this often asked by businesses, so they want more to invest in social media and so on. What would you say? Why should businesses invest in Google Ads as well?
Yes, first of all, because the Google Ads is the biggest online marketing platform that you can find. Mm-hmm. In worldwide, Facebook has around 1 billion users, total of 1 billion users. In the meanwhile, in Google search are made 5.6 billion searches every day.
Okay. So
Facebook doesn't have 1 billion active users, has 1 billion in total. Google has just searches five times more. So first of all, people, when they really want something, they go to Google. Mm. On Facebook, they are browsing, they are looking to their friends and their jobs and so on, but they are not actively searching for something. They are passive there. So you show them an ad and you hope they will interact with it. On Google is different because on Google, the users already search for something and you show the right ad to the right people at the right time. That's the big difference between Google and or any other platform for marketing online out there right now.
Okay, I understand. So one big thing is, for example, if you only do Facebook, you only target the users that have a Facebook account. Same for Instagram.
Sure.
For TikTok, the same. For Google, you target everybody that is looking, searching in the Google and the Google search machine, or is on any platform from the Google Ads Search Network and see some display. Maybe you can quickly tell us a bit more, what types of ads can I do on Google? So the main ads we can do there, because I already started a bit about it. So want to search?
At the time, you can do the search, which is the most relevant. Mm-hmm. When people search for something, you show an ad. It's simple, you set some keywords. Mm-hmm. The second one is display, where you show some banners on Google partner network websites. Google has mm-hmm. around 2 million network partner websites. Mm-hmm. So there you can show ads to people who already visited your site or who can be interested in your service or product.
Yeah.
You can do shopping ads, which means when you search for something like a dress, you will see a search results. And then in the right, you will see some products with prices, and then when you click on it, it goes to a product page. Those are shopping campaigns, and you can also do mm-hmm. those. You can do YouTube campaigns because YouTube is also part of Google, and you can do Gmail campaigns. Sometimes when you go to your Gmail, you will see some ads there, like in your inbox. Mm-hmm. Those are made through some Google Ads campaigns. Or local campaigns, if you want to promote a local store, you want to get more people to visit your local store, then you can do a local campaign.
I understand. And Performance Max campaigns is something really specific, because
yes,
this is something we are working recently with.
Yes, Performance Max campaign is the newest product on Google, and it targets all the networks that I said before. So with Performance Max, you don't need to make a campaign for every network that Google owns. You can make one campaign that will target all Google networks. And in this way, Google can target one person through different networks if Google knows they are interested in your product. So the conversion rate increases in most of the cases if you use Performance Max campaign.
I see. So this is the one that you would recommend for most of the businesses, I guess.
For sure. If it's done right, it will bring you good results.
I understand. So why, I'm coming still back to our question. So we discussed, why should a business invest in Google Ads? So what we figured out already, that you have a much broader audience in Google Ads. You have lots of places where you can target them. And now I know already about bit about Google and Facebook. So I would say, yeah, but on Facebook, you can, for example, set an age and maybe also an interest, which you can't do on Google. What would you say for this? Why is still Google better than
Yes.
Facebook? Because on Facebook, I have more information, because when I create a profile, I can set my hobbies and other things, so it's much easier to target me, I guess.
Yes, but on Google you also have interests. So interests from Facebook are also the same on Google. So this is the same thing. And on ages, you still can target ages on Google, but not specific ages, ages groups. So you can target only ages groups on Google. But also on Facebook, a time ago when you create a Facebook account, it should be over 18 already. It was a must back then. So a lot of the accounts on Facebook now, Facebook thinks they have 44 ages and they have 20 years old. So it's like that. It's not really that on Facebook you can target much better. You can think you can target much better, but Google knows more about his user because Google user use Gmail, use Google Play, use a lot of use YouTube. So a Google user is followed on a lot of networks, and Facebook only knows what you fill in your profile.
I see.
So
So it's
somehow
still.
Google still can target better than Facebook.
And what you also mentioned at the beginning was, I go there and Google mainly already with an intent. So maybe I did already some
For sure.
research, or I want to buy a car, or I want to buy this, I don't know, product or this thing for
Exactly.
my child. And with this information, it's much easier because they know already what they want to buy. You just have to convince them they should buy from
Exactly.
you.
For sure. For sure.
Would you still then recommend also to do Facebook, for example, and
Yes.
SEO, or
Yes.
how do you see the perfect marketing mix?
Every platform should have their budget, and you should try. Of course, you should see which platform brings you the best results, and there should go the most of your budget. But you should still explore the other networks because it could be some times of the year when Facebook is going better than Google from for some websites, and in other periods of the year is going better for Google. So you shouldn't always focus just on one platform. You should try all of them, see which one works best for you, invest the big amount there, and keep trying on rest of
So, as an example, I did this already with Alexandra in our first episode of our RE7 Talks. I have a sports nutrition business and I want to start with Google Ads. So, what do I need to have when I want to start with Google Ads?
For sure, a very good working website. Your website should work, it should load fast. Your checkout process should be as smooth as possible, to be few fields to complete and to can place an order very easy. And then we start with setting up the tracking and then the Google Ads account if it is a new account.
So tracking, you mean what exactly? What do we need to set up? I mean, I know what we
Yes,
have to set up,
yes,
but can you be a
yes.
bit more specific? What do
Tracking
you mean by
means
tracking?
how Google can see what is happening with the users that him brings you to your website. If Google brings 1,000 people to your website, if you have a correct tracking set up, Google will know everything that those 100 people done on your website. So then we'll know who to target again, who is your best audience, and so on. If you don't have a tracking, Google will not know what is happening. Will think that any traffic that him brings to you is low quality and will keep trying to change the audience to infinity until him will get you bigger CPCs and you will get less value.
I understand. So that means, how's the product called from Google to set it up? I mean, we have the tag manager.
Yes, the tag manager you need and Google Analytics.
So they work both hand in hand
Yes,
and
yes,
communicate together with Google Ads in order to get the
yes,
best results.
yes. Google Tag Manager is only a tracking tool. It does nothing, just follows clicks and reports them to Google Ads, to Google Analytics, to where you put it. But Google Tag Manager doesn't have reports, doesn't have numbers, doesn't have anything. It's just a tracking tool.
I see. Okay. And what would be the minimum budget for me as a sports nutrition business to invest in Google per month? What would you recommend? I mean, we're speaking now for Romania. So what would be the minimum to invest for my business when I want to sell some
sports? For any business, this needs to be checked. We have to check the keywords. We have to check the volume. We have to check the competition. In Google, the interesting thing is that on every search that somebody does in Google is happening an auction. So some companies are trying to win their spot to show an ad to get a click. So every time somebody searches, is an auction there. So it depends very much. If you have a high competition, you have to pay more per click. If in your niche are not so many online competitors, then you have to pay less. It depends from one to another, but at least at minimum for a test, let's say it will be 500 euros.
500 euros for a month, you would recommend?
Yes, for a test to see how the market is going, how many competitors do you have, how much they pay for a click, and so on. To see what networks they are using, because you can find niche where are a lot of competitors, but they are only using search. And then you can use display with 20 times cheaper price for the same audience. And you can beat your competitors by using another network than them if it's too expensive on the search. But this needs to be checked for every business.
And now I want, of course, some sales. So what would you tell me? How long do I have to wait until I get the first result? How long should I invest? Is 1 month enough or more months I should invest? So what is the trial period you recommend for the campaigns that they work?
Sometimes you will get sales in the first day. Sometimes you will get sales after 20 days. At least 13 days is the minimum period for the campaigns and the algorithm to learn together. They see which one of people are best to you, which one is your best audience, who they need to show your ads. You keep optimizing your prices. You see how your competitors are doing. And then after almost 1 month, you can start to see an improvement in results. But this doesn't mean that in the first month you will not have any results. For some business, you will have from day one and will be very good. From others, you will have to wait a little bit more.
I think it's also interesting to mention, I mean, we will come later to the reporting, but what I understood when you do Google Ads, it takes a few days until you see the results in the report. How many days is this?
The Google Ads has conversion windows. You can set a conversion window. I mean, when a Google comes to your website, for some businesses, let's say you sell cars. If I come today to your website through an ad, I will not buy a car today. I will close a deal in 13 days, let's say. Mm-hmm. And that means that Google, after 13 days when I made the conversion, will still show my conversion for today because I visited you through an ad. So for most companies, the conversion window is for 7 days. This means that if you want to see correct results, you need to check any time period before the last 7 days.
And this you can set up this conversion window.
Yes, for sure.
Okay.
So that is minimum 7 days.
Yeah. So for my sports nutrition business, you would say at least minimum 7 days, maybe even 14 days.
Yes.
So that means when we do the reporting, for example, we can't do the reporting at the end of the month. We have to wait for this conversion window to close in order to get the correct results. Otherwise, you will maybe get 10, 15, depends how much you invested, but 10, 15 orders or something more in this conversion window, and it's not tracked correctly, which...
For sure, because the cost is tracked correctly, your impressions, your clicks are tracked correctly because they are happening in that day. But because of this window, Google will not know if one user will come back after 2 days and finish the order. Yep. So then when you compare for the last 7 days, let's say, you will see the actual cost, the actual clicks, but not the actual conversions. And you will think, oh, I spent this much for those number of conversions. But in reality, you have a bigger number of conversions.
I see, I
This
understand.
is why you need to check for at least 7 days before now.
So how long should I mean, what would you recommend then after this first month is over? I mean, then everything is set up and you don't need to do anything, you just lean back, or what are you doing in the second and third months, for example? Because I know our clients are asking this sometimes. So that's why I'm asking these questions, because is there still work to do in the second and third month
For
and the
sure,
months after?
it's worth to do every day. Google every day will give you some recommendations. If you don't check them, your optimization score will drop. If your optimization score drop, you will pay more for the same clicks, because in auction the optimization score counts. Also, you need to check the seasonality. Maybe what worked this month will not work over 2 months. You need to change some bids based on what your competitors are doing. Maybe in the summer you have a lot of competitors active, and then in the winter, half of them stop their campaigns and you can pay less. So you every day need to check a lot of things. You need to check if your click-through rate is still the same. If it starts to drop, it means that your users are too used to your banners and you need to change them. So there are a lot of things to change on a daily basis or a monthly basis on in an account, and you just need to be there to see whatever is happening, because things are changing from day to day or week to week. So what is working today is not a guarantee that will work over 1 month or 2 months from now.
I understand that. We can speak from experience. We had some clients that said, "Ah, let's save the cost on agencies. Let's work with somebody cheap, maybe for 400 RON or something." And of course, they came back to us because the results dropped, and they were wondering why nothing did happen. And if they work with somebody that doesn't have so much experience, like you, for example, for over 8 years, they don't know all the tricks, especially now with performance max campaigns. The tracking needs to be set up really good and correctly so that the algorithm from Google does its job and it's optimizing the ads.
Yes, and here are two things to say. One is that, like any other product or service in the world, nothing good is cheap, and this is very true on anything on the what you can buy. And the second is that you will work with somebody with less experience, but they will compete against other agencies for your business, because you have other competitors that work with good agencies. So your less expensive agency will compete in the market with a good agency, and you will lose money or you will lose conversions just because of that. You will earn less just because you didn't want to get somebody very, very good.
The other point, I mean, this is also interesting because sometimes businesses, for example, we have some customers from automotive, they are like, "Yeah, but you have a competitor of us." Yeah, but what you are doing is like you are at this Google Ads, you are in competition with everybody. So
Exactly.
better to be at a good agency that knows what they are doing in order to invest your
For
money
sure.
as good as possible, instead of going to another agency
Exactly.
where they will have maybe the optimization score is shitty or something else doesn't work as it should be, and not to have so good results. And of course, they can ensure we will do the best for each of them. I mean, that's logic.
That's the sale process, but yes, not all the agencies do what they best, what they can do.
I know what you mean. I mean, we got lots of
Yes.
accounts from some clients where freelance or other agencies or somebody worked with them, and there was a lot of optimization.
Yes.
I recall a lot of things when we
Same
got
here.
the accounts or the tracking is not set up properly. Another thing that you mentioned with the banners, when do we need to use banners for Google? Because
In Performance Max, it's a must. You need to have banners, because it will always target the display network too, or when you are targeting the display network or the discovery network, which is also a display network.
I
So
see.
then you will have to use banners.
And the banners, how often do I need to change them? Because you said already,
Yes.
it's not
Like anybody
immediately
else,
changing.
if you see a banner from the same company, the same banner for 100 times, you will get bored of it, you will not interact with it at any point, and they will just pay for nothing. So when you see that your click-through rate is going down from a month to another, you need to change your banners. Or this can be one reason why your conversion, why your click-through rate dropped. It can be others too, but one of the main reasons will be that users are too used to your banners. So you
That's
need to change them, you need to refresh them, you need to give another look to them.
so that's
Or
why we
this is
have to
okay.
check daily or at least
Yes.
weekly in
Yeah.
order to
Yeah.
see if it's still good
And
results.
it's also important to mention that all the banners in our campaigns are made by our agencies and are included in our fee, because if you go to the most of agencies, you will pay for any banner.
Yes, good point. Yes, I remember this
It's
then.
important to know that in some accounts we'll have to make 100 banners in a month or something like that, and all of them are included in the fee. So this is
Yeah, and another
important.
advantage is we have several designers, so
For
if
sure.
maybe the design doesn't you don't like, I mean we always
You can
design by
change it.
corporate
Yeah.
design, but there are still different styles how each designer is doing them. So we have different designers. So if the design of these banners doesn't fit like it should be, then we have the possibility to go with another designer
Yes.
or another designer, which is also an advantage. And also you can see which banner performs best. I mean, you can run
For
A/B
sure.
tests, you can
For sure.
see which banners run good. So you get
Yes.
also direction from your customers, what you can optimize and change.
For sure.
Coming back to the reporting now, because now, I mean, we started with my sports nutrition. You said 500 euros I need to invest at least in a month. After 1 month, I will have results. And now the reporting comes. So how often do I have a reporting? How can I access the reporting? How many times do you send it to me?
We send the report every week and the report every month. And besides of that, we have a WhatsApp group with every of our partners. And anytime you have a question, anytime you want to change, anytime comes a promotion, you need an advice, anything you want, you can write in that WhatsApp group and somebody from our team will take care of you.
I see. And the
The
report is done with
report is done
Google.
with Google Data Studio. You will find all the information there. All again, if you have a question or if you need any information, you can always set up a call, or you can ask on the our group, or you can ask by email. How do you like?
So first we set up the KPIs that are relevant for the business, and after that we can or I as a customer can access them day and night because I have this link of Google Data Studio, so I can
Which
check
is
out
real time. Yes.
how are my campaigns running. I can check them out every day, and if I have questions, I just write on the WhatsApp group or an email, and then hopefully you will explain me why, I don't know, why I didn't sell so much protein yesterday
Of course.
and today I sold a lot, for example.
The only thing you have to keep in mind is that Google Data Studio is taking data from Google Ads and from Facebook. So Google Data Studio will also have a delay of maximum 7 days in reporting. But for a more accurate reporting, you can always check your analytics. Usually, Google Analytics has only 6 hours delays. So if you check your results from yesterday, it should be 19% accurate at least.
Okay,
So it's better to check analytics than Google Ads if you want to check the last 7 days.
I understand, and maybe something else we should go a bit into it. So another reason, because you mentioned already with Facebook and so on, we should have like a marketing mix. We should invest maybe Facebook, Instagram, and so on. Another nice thing is remarketing. Can you explain a bit what it means?
Yes.
Because that's the nice part when you do Facebook and then it connects somehow with Google.
Yes. On Google, you can target by remarketing all your visitors, or maybe you want to target all your visitors from the last 13 days, but only the ones that didn't make a conversion or didn't order. You only target them. You create a set of banners, and then Google will show those banners to those users on different websites when they are looking for weather, when they are reading news, when they are on YouTube, everywhere on Google platform where they go, they will get remarketed by your campaigns, banners, or ad text. You can create even text ads.
So it means, for example, I see the ad on Facebook or on Instagram or on
You
TikTok.
go,
I
yes.
click on the website, I come on the website, and when I click on the website, hopefully the remarketing is there. And then, I
You
mean, I have to
automatically
sometimes,
get to a list of remarketing when you go to the website and don't make a conversion. So from now on, for a time frame, if you set your last visitors from 13 days, for 13 days, you will be a part of that audience and you will be targeted with remarketing.
Yeah.
So
So
yes, you will see ads from
when
that
I'm looking
provider.
for a specific product, then the banners are following me everywhere.
And more advanced, you can do a dynamic remarketing for the web shops where you sell products. If you go to a website, you add something in the cart, but you don't buy it, I can retarget you specifically with that product, with a banner with that product.
Yeah.
So this is also an interesting thing. You will see again the product that you added in cart, and maybe you will say, okay, let's go buy it.
I see. So this is the nice part. So where, for example, the social media ads come together with
Yes.
Google ads.
Yes. Yes.
So the Google ads somehow support.
You can retarget. Yes, the other platforms. The traffic that they bring to some websites, you can retarget on Google Ads.
I see. Really, really nice. Good. I think that were all my questions that I have regarding Google Ads. Is there something else you want to share or where you say this is important to share with our audience or what is interesting for businesses that want to invest in Google Ads?
No, I think the most important thing is to have clear objectives, to have a good website, and to pick the best agency you can. So not the cheapest one, but the one that gives you the trust that you need, or I don't know, you feel confident
Yeah.
with them.
And
Because
what I also wanted to say is, of course, you maybe work with already another agency. There's also the possibility that you just ask for an audit.
For sure.
So that we can check out or you will check out with your team the Google Ads and write them a report and show them if it's good or if there are some
yes.
things to improve. And based on this, you can then still decide if you still want to work with your agency or if you want to maybe try with our agency. I mean, this is a nice step.
You can get a free look to your campaigns from another agency, which is a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, and maybe we should also mention, check also if your agency or your person that takes care of your ads, if this person has all the certifications. I don't know how many certifications you have currently. I mean, it's a lot. I think 8, 9
certifications. 9 or 10, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know either, but
because,
I have.
Yeah, because they offer each thing like shopping ads. And for ads creation, I think
analytics, tag manager, anything you, every product from the Google has a certification. So,
which
yes.
Is already like a quality index. So if this person has these, should know already like the best practice. And the audit, of course, is also orients itself at the Google best practice. It's not something that we are going to invent. No, it's something that Google recommends. So
yes.
We are not coming up because sometimes we hear, yeah, you do the audit to get customers. No, we do the audit based on what is Google recommending. And we had also the case that we were looking at had just small things to edit, and that's it.
Yes.
I
yes.
mean, it's we want just the best results for our clients, the best performance, and therefore we offer this service in order that they can see what we could optimize when they work with us, and then they have still the option to decide if they want to work with us or if they want to stay where they are.
Of course.
Good. Thank you, Alex, for the talk.
Thank
Thank you for telling me about more about Google Ads. This is not the last session we are talking about Google Ads. In the next sessions, we will go deeper. But thank you for today. And
Thank you, Tom.
that was RA7 Talks, episode 3.
Thank you.